I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. An upcoming sales tax holiday is expected to offer Alabama shoppers some savings on back-to-school supplies. The Alabama Department of Revenue says Alabama's sales tax holiday, when sales taxes are dropped from certain items, is scheduled for the weekend of August 7th through the 9th. The holiday will exempt sales taxes from all clothing items priced at less than $100, computers and educational software worth less than $750, school supplies, books, and much more. Alabama Retail Association spokeswoman Nancy Dennis says consumers are expected to spend over $1 billion on back-to-school supplies this year, and the tax holiday encourages more economic activity in the state of Alabama as kids, parents, and young adults are getting ready for another year of school. Alabama Department of Revenue officials say this will be the state's 10th sales tax holiday. Local sales taxes may still apply on some of those goods. People who sell alcohol and those who drink it are expected at two public hearings today. The Alabama Alcohol Beverages Study Commission will convene today in Huntsville and in Hoover. Othony Lathrum is the director of the Alabama Law Institute. He's also the chief of staff for the commission. He says he's looking forward to hearing the public's opinions and their proposals.
The whole point of creating a commission like this is so that there's an opportunity for a handful of legislators to really dig in to the depth of an issue and take comments, criticisms, and proposals from all facets of the population and give them all an opportunity to be heard and to have better input.
The hearings will focus on laws related to the manufacturing, distribution, and sales, as well as the licensing of alcohol products. The Southern Regional Conference for Learning and Retirement is going on this week. The event is being held at the University of Alabama by the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. The OLLI organization specializes in providing mature adults with opportunities for intellectual stimulation, cultural development, and social interaction. Jennifer Anderson is the director of OLLI at UA. She says OLLI is for the joy of learning.
Most of the individuals that belong are 50 and older. And they have courses that they take. There's no grades, no homework, no preparing, no test. It's just coming and learning for the fun of it.
The conference will be held at the Bryant Conference Center at the University of Alabama. It runs from July 28th through the 30th and will include lectures on how to improve various lifelong learning programs. And the Birmingham Barons are clearing Regions Field of all of its peanuts for one night so that fans with severe peanut allergies can attend a baseball game that will be taking place tomorrow night. Now your forecast.
Plan for a scorcher this afternoon as temperatures are back into the 90s. Anywhere from the low, mid, and even some upper 90s are possible this afternoon with heat index values into the triple digits. So take care, stay cool out there. Although there is that chance for an isolated storm, most will stay dry. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.